Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my beautiful co-host, Veronica.
Hi.
Did you notice I said beautiful? Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
You were breaking up.
I'm sorry. Breaking up is so hard to do.
Oh, great. Okay, tonight's show, what has happened to you? This is the team part two. What's happened to you? Why is the team working with you? And what's the true purpose? And most importantly, why us? So it's a continuation of last week's show. And we asked for questions that, interestingly enough, I only got three. So I either assume that we're answering everything on the show or else nobody read the announcement.
I had a question asked by a really good friend of mine, Deb O'Connor, and unfortunately, as you know, I'm on the road, and it's on another email system. So I disappointed Deb, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll catch up with that next week.
Yeah, it was a wonderful question, too.
Yeah, next week's show is going to be pretty intense. Next week's show, we're going to deal... Sorry?
Why?
Well, I'm going to have to go to the very end of my damn notes to tell you.
Well, it's okay. I like suspense. Suspense is good.
Okay, where are we? Next week, we're going to be doing a program on disclosure, appearance of ETs and UFOs, the global financial system. And this really came about by a piece that will go out this week. Regarding the Vatican and the New World Economic Order to work for the common good.
Oh.
And, not only that, but I received direct information that dovetails, and Veronica, you're aware of this, that dovetails into the Vatican wanting to bring this forward.
Hmm.
So as you know, I was in contact with someone this week that talked about some interesting things that I can't really disclose. Maybe I'll be able to do more by then. But anyway, so next week's show is going to be very exciting. The team, I asked the team. I said I would really like to know more about this. So anyway, lots going on this week. Lots of energy. The 11-11 will be before the next show. So we've got the 11-11 and 11-29, of course, which is an 11. So
11-11 is a huge huge vortex or a huge, what am I trying to say, portal, isn't it?
Yes. Let's see. Think with your heart. How do they address this? The last push is what they call it, that we're wading through several days now. I think we're going to get hit pretty hard this month. And they talk about this revealing all, any remaining vestiges of fear, unresolved energies before we complete the cycle. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm already in this. I've certainly had an awful lot come up in the last week from the past, and I found that very, very fascinating. Old people coming back into my life, and some very interesting energies going on. As she said, think with your heart. Completing. What did she say here? I had it a minute ago. Completing all old business and preparing to finally and fully step into your leadership role. So I would say the things that are coming up right now are really powerful for all of us. Very powerful. We've just got so much coming in. Like I said, there's a piece that came in from Squirrel before I sent this out, and it has a lot of subjects and a lot of links to the latest stuff. Of course, disclosure is on everybody's mind, and certainly it's being talked about everywhere, not only disclosure, but, you know, future encounters, that it appears that everything's speeding up. So, and I know that they're doing some real extraordinary work in my energy field which I'm assuming is in preparation for this. So, and I don't normally break things, but I'm tending to blow things out. So, which means that I'm trying to do everything I can to download the energies out of me so that I'm not too crazy. Let's see, Lisa Renee says, this month is the start of a brand new cosmic cycle that is signaling an evolutionary shift into completely unknown territories, one which will be an entirely new life experience for many of us. And I really feel this. I think we're all going in a really big direction. I know you are, Veronica. I can feel it.
I can too, but I don't know what it is.
Well, I think that's the exciting part. None of us do.
I'm thinking of piloting a spaceship.
You think what?
Maybe I'll pilot a spaceship.
Yeah, your volume is moving in and out, Veronica, so you need to get it adjusted as Bob can before we do the questions and I go into channel.
Okay. I don't know what's wrong with it.
She goes on to say here, which I think is really interesting, this current event will reposition, and let's see, what are we talking about here? Shifting consciousness gives new direction to our lives, will also directly affect the world and global view. A shift in consciousness is not something that only happens to our mental state, but simultaneously changes the external relationships we have in the world. Complete change of where we are as human beings, focus our state of consciousness and its perceived identity. This will impact individual identity and the human collective group identity in a much bigger way than we have experienced before. It will reposition many of us into new relationships, residences, working collaborations, reconnections, and cultivate another level of spiritual family alliances. The galactic or monadic level soul family is reintegrating itself into a collective group pattern to manifest the next level of spiritual mission and its group divine blueprint. So this means introductions, reuniting these spiritual families is happening in larger patterns now, as it's supported by the new architectural platform of the new energy cycle. This is the mainframe of the mass consciousness grids that influence and direct humanity as a group consciousness. This is the next evolutionary level happening now in November and ongoing. I would just say that we're... I've been spinning. I've just had so much information coming in, so many things happening that I just... And not only in my own personal experience of things that I'm moving through, but information that's just being downloaded in so fast that I just sit around and try to integrate it, and I absolutely can't because I'm moving so fast doing other things. And I think everybody's feeling a sense of overload with how fast things are moving. How are you with this, Veronica?
Overloaded, but we've been traveling as well. Is this a better mic?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We've been traveling as well and doing far beyond what I normally could have thought I could do.
I was thinking about the day that you were doing an off lot today, and I thought, wow, well, she's getting the energy from somewhere.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, getting the energy from somewhere. And it's been ramping up for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I would say.
Yes, it has. And, you know, I also want to say to all of you listening out there that what I'm getting feedback from people in the sessions is that they're having exponential relationships and or experiences in terms of becoming aware of the team, of their presence, of the dream state interactions, of the veil spinning, of being far more in touch with being able to encounter other people and see the dynamics of what's really going on. And it's incredibly accelerated from the information I'm getting from the team is that they have us on fast forward like we never thought we could.
Hmm.
So good luck to all of you. I know I'm just having a real blast here. Thank God for melatonin or I'd get no sleep at all. anything new you want to talk about, Missy?
Not really, except that I keep thinking, well, I'll ask the team about the shifting frequencies on the planet are moving just as fast as everything else, aren't they? Bruce Lipton said we were going to do a huge leap in a year or so. He says that it's built into our cells, it's built into the species. And that's the sort of stuff I've been thinking about.
Yes, and I would absolutely agree. But I definitely ask the team about that because as I'm doing sessions, I go out. What they've got me doing is going out about, now, I don't know what this means. I just know how far out I go. And it's about 15 levels. And it takes me so far out beyond the Earth itself so that the Earth becomes the center. And it's really fascinating. I mean, every time I go to go into session, it's like, oh, Lord, what are we doing now?
Do you feel like you're on a spaceship sort of observing the Earth?
I feel like I'm part of the cosmos. I wouldn't say so much being on a ship observing, but I would say that I become part of the external matrix of everything that's going on, and it goes out quite far. It's very big. It's so amazing that I have no language to describe it. But when I go
out,
what
are you learning from it as a human?
Well, it's not about me learning from it. It's the place where I'm supposed to be in terms of doing the sessions. And I think this, again, has to do with the soul liftings and the power retrievals. If we're going to do a soul lifting, I tend to move much further out, kind of encompassing all the planets and everything. So it's the experience is, at this point, I can't define it for you, Veronica. It's too...
But sometimes I feel like it's showing how far out our existence is, how far beyond the Earth our existence is, and how...
Oh, yes.
You know, like, you're the front runner. I understand that, but it
well,
is...
Well, I don't know, but I can say this to you that all lifetimes being simultaneous, what I'm experiencing now going into each session is so expanded that I think the understanding for me is how myopic we've been here and how limited in our whole perspective of who we are. And the more we get out there further and further and further, our whole concept and understanding of oneness, and I had an experience this week with someone who I've had, I would say I'd been at odds with. It was a very intense relationship, a love relationship many years ago. And I still carry that feeling today. And I encountered this person, and what was very interesting to me is the sensing that I had of them being me and me being them, and the fact that we were not separate, so I could never blame this person for anything. Being angry at them meant absolutely nothing because I would be angry at myself. And regardless of their, let's see if I can come up with words for this, the direction that they are currently moving on the planet, no matter what extreme that may be, being able to observe it and move out of all judgment. And that's been a real... I can't stay there all the time, but I'm there enough to be able to realize that that's where we're going. And it's an extraordinary feeling. It takes you into a neutrality and a sense of oneness and out of separation. And I think part of this is coming about because of this moving out into these expanded fields, where in these expanded fields, we are all one and totally know it. So it seems that I'm bringing that back in to be able to encounter others from that oneness. It's that level of oneness. It's pretty stunning, and I know that that's where we're going to be going, absolutely, without question. The other thing I'd say is you can't drag anger with you, or any of the old emotions are going to really wreak havoc on your bodies. as we're moving through these very accelerated, especially this month, where we're going to be just popped through a couple of times. And if we have unresolved anger, resentment, jealousy, fear, whatever, it's really going to show up this month. And there'll be a lot of discomfort with it. So I'm just kind of warning everybody to be real cognizant of that. Really do your homework if you can. So you don't, you know, call anybody from the floor. I don't think anybody wants to be there right now.
Did you call this person in, Jackie?
I'm sorry?
Did you call this person in?
I did.
And are you relieved now? Are you glad? Is it a completion?
Yes, I'm getting more and more clarity. The information has been coming in lickety-split. And what this was really all, I mean, the healing that's taking place is happening on so many levels that it's just amazing me, and it's new information. And it, even just before the show, it was all still continuing to drop in. So it's really, it's quite fantastic, and also giving me an ability to see this person in a whole new light, not from a negative perspective, but from a greater understanding.
So it's sort of bringing up all the hidden emotional responses that were shared between, or reactive energies between the two of you, and then giving you the opportunity to unhook something that's bigger than our normal ones?
Absolutely, because of multiple lifetime experiences with this person and that are ongoing. I mean, this is not, what's interesting to me is that they, and we will do a show on this, especially around the Christ lifetime, because for so many listeners out there are carrying imprints of that lifetime. Whether you've lived it or you have the imprints, it doesn't matter. But it seems that we have planned on taking those on in this lifetime to be certain that we would all be drawn in together. That seems to be a fairly common thread that I'm seeing throughout everybody I'm working with. And certainly between you and I, Veronica, and everybody I'm close to. So.
And hey, Jackie, Veronica was the one that took the imprint of Jesus' face. So.
Really?
Yeah, that was she. Wiped, remember the
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So I'm going. Well, you know.
Again.
So I'm part of your team, darling.
Well, there's no question in my mind about that, and. The interesting part when we do the show about it is, I don't want to blow it here, but the next couple of shows are going to be really fascinating. And I think they'll hold a lot of information and a lot of help for a lot of you that will clear up a lot of very interesting confusion, emotion, and I'm to free us all up, you know, to move even more rapidly forward. So I'm going to go into session, Ronnie, or into channel, so that the team could answer these questions, and then anything you've got, you can certainly throw out there. And,
okay.
Okay.
Pretty exciting already.
Well, honey, you're exciting. All right, everyone, I love you.
Good night, Jackie.
Thank you so much. Right, everyone. Well, wonderful to be with all of you. And tonight, again, you're going to be aware at some level of the involvement of what we would call lovingly the mothership in tonight's transmissions. So you're going to find there's reason for part of this. Well, there are multiple reasons, but the energies and the participation was requested, and and certainly granted. And so there's going to be a lot of energy coming through tonight's show. So if you're feeling different energies than normal, that's why. All right. Now we're just trying to get all of these energies and frequencies together here so that we don't want to blow our poor channel out of the chair. All right. All right, Veronica, welcome, dear one.
Thank you. How are you?
As always, a wonder. Well, we're always wonderful. We could be no other way. We love it when people ask how we are, and as though there were an option to be anything other than absolutely wonderfully divine. So, and how are you?
I'm wonderful. That the energies are moving very fast through me. I don't mean just tonight, regularly lately. And wow, it's a lot going on.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Now, these accelerations that you're all experiencing, they are not coming all the time. You're getting waves of them, waves of them. All right? In preparation, we don't want anyone going over the edge. But as you clear, as you clean, as you clear, as you clean, as you heal, you're able to handle more and more of the frequencies, these wonderful waves of energy. And you're going to be more aware of feeling the energies running up and down the legs and the abdomen, of course, the belly, as you call it, Veronica. Many of you having experiences with a lot of strong crown energy. Many of you just having experiences everywhere. Some of you experiencing alternating digestive issues, but those should be coming. Well, some of them may be intense for some of you, but eat what you can without guilt. And if some of you need to, those of you that are vegetarian, if you need to eat something to help ground you, please do so. We would recommend that you don't be eating cow. That's probably not a good plan. But you may need to adjust your eating habits a little bit here if you find yourselves being so ungrounded that you're having difficulty functioning. For those of you that have regular places to be and work to do, be kind to yourselves. Have fun with this. Please don't be afraid of it and don't lock up. We don't want to see you lock up. That's the last thing you want to do with this. Enjoy. 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 You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You're going to be more than fine. You're going to be wonderful. You're all the front runners out there, as you called the channel, dear one. You're all front runners in so many ways, on so many levels. So a very exciting time. It is a time for so many of you to bring to closure a lot of old issues. And the channel did try to say this in the best way that she can. She has a hard time speaking when we get ready for the shows. We're going to do channelings at this high of a frequency. It can be hard for her to carry on a conversation. All right. Now, Veronica, let's get the questions that have been mailed in out of the way, if you'd like. And then we're going to let you run with it, whatever you'd like to do.
All right. The first question is, I'll try to read it quite quickly so that...
All right. Whatever way you think is best.
Basically, she's saying that she really appreciates the tune-ups that you give, and she needs to let go of everything I am doing and absorb the great possibilities. And she trusts for very short periods and then goes through panic. And this tension between letting go and becoming are leaving me exhausted at the end of the day with little being accomplished on a physical level. Plus, a lot of my close friends are involved with, and I can't see what that word is, with me just observing what they're doing, me floating toward unknown waters. I'm also growing teeth back inside my gums, making my whole head feel stretched, inflamed with pressure. I hope you can shed some light on these unusual changes.
All right. Well, let's take the first part, all right? All right. Now, we have nothing to do with the teeth, so we're not going to address that. All right. Let's talk about the letting go and then constricting, letting go and constricting. And we want to address the person who sent this question, as well as all of you. there are moments of ecstasy that you're all experiencing here and there where you have this sense of euphoria. And then a kind of a disappointment as it moves out and you find yourselves moving back into some of the old thought patterns. What we want to say to you is this. Try to avoid the extremes if you can. It will leave you exhausted. Trust, trust, trust. Now that's an easy word for us to say, and for many of you a difficult word to really hold. This really has to do with your relationship with God and Goddess. All right. We would say that at this timing, your ability to trust is in direct correlation to your relationship with God and Goddess and Mom and Dad. All right. The projection of that. Now, we know that there are other influences, other lifetimes, so on and so forth, but and the collective, there's all kinds of things going on. There also needs to be some discernment. For some of you, you let go so far, and then you go into fear, you constrict, and then you fall down. And when we say fall down, we're talking about in terms of energy and frequency. This is not in your highest and best good, especially for those of you that have had and are dealing with consistent issues around prosperity and are dealing with survival issues. We know this is very difficult. Moving to a level of trust and a relationship between yourself and God is very important. Notice we didn't say Goddess so much, but God. This is that masculine, and it is the one that so many of you have had difficulties with in the past. The level of trust. There is a certain amount of surrender. Now, there are going to be lots of people that would disagree with us on this. But when you can come to the level of peace and trust, and truly believe that you are loved completely, absolutely, and unconditionally, your lives can become magical. Now, there's a fine line here, because there's a level of surrender and a level of responsibility. And that's a hard one for many of you to discern. Being responsible in your lives, taking care of all the details so that you don't go into shame and you don't go into distraction. And at the same time, being in a level of absolute surrender, joy, and trust with an intimate relationship with God. For some of you, you have to get angry. Throw down the gauntlet. All right, God, between you and me now, let's do it. I'm going to walk the walk and walk my talk. Because this is the time to do it. This is really the time to do it. You have to be careful with entitlement, because that's more of an ego issue. You owe me God, that'll never work. You are loved beyond anything any of you can imagine. You are going to come to more and more clarity with that. Some of you are at different levels, in fact, all of you are at different levels of belief with that. Some of you are so exhausted that you have no choice but to surrender. Others are running around, zooming around. Trust. Some of you have been seeking and seeking and seeking and seeking when all you needed was right here, right now, in this now moment. No further. A willingness to be totally loved and to love yourself. Now, we've worked with all of you now for quite some time. There are enough shows in the archives that for you that have shame issues, you can go listen to those. You can order the Lazarus tapes. Certainly the channel talks about those. We've talked about them. Shame is a big issue that gets in your way. Anger. Many of you have lost a lot in this process and are angry about it. And many of you who lost a lot, lost it through inappropriate trust. So you're really angry at yourself and God. That needs to be healed. If you need to go outside and scream and yell at God or write a damn letter, do it. God's not going to be upset. You can use all the expletives that you want, but get it out. Trust. Not flying high and then constricting. That will exhaust you and keep you from moving forward because you will not be able to function day to day. Now, we're going to throw this in here because this is a very important myth and fantasy. So we encourage you all to be careful with this myth and fantasy that you project onto your realities. Look at really where you're coming from. We're not talking about the myth of God now. We're talking about other myths. The fantasy of I'm going to make it all up overnight and that kind of thing. Take the focus off the money. And put the focus on trust and gratitude and magic. You know, children believe in magic, and that's why they can experience it. Adults get separated. Well, you get separated at a younger age, but you get separated from magic. Generally anywhere from 3 to 5, somewhere in there. You get separated from magic. Lazarus calls it the magic child. But you get separated from it. We're not talking about witchcraft here. We're talking about magic, alchemy, the ability to transform something into something else, including your realities, because they're all an illusion anyway. Veronica, did that answer the question? Is that sufficient?
Yes, it was very good. And the next question is, and I think this is relevant given what you were just talking about.
Wait a minute. We just want to answer the tea thing. Whoever wrote this, if you are experiencing the regrowth of teeth, that's wonderful, but it is not something that we are doing for you at this timing. All right? Not yet. Not yet. So this may be your own phenomena, and teeth are a foundation. The metaphor here would be that you're growing a whole new foundation. And we would encourage you to go with it from that perspective. The pain you may be having in your mouth may be very much around foundation. All right, go ahead, Veronica, sorry.
Yes, because I did want to ask you about the physical manifestation, so you just answered that. That was great. But someone else said, do I need to reclaim talents and knowledge from other lifetimes? Do we have to resolve, we have to reclaim all that as well?
All right, that's a good question. All right. The intent to reclaim them is sufficient, really. Put it out there that I intend to connect more fully with the lifetimes that hold beautiful gifts and talents that I can incorporate into this one. All right? Having to go back and actively connect with those lifetimes to do it is not necessary. You can, if you choose, if you have a vehicle to do it in. But the integration process that's occurring at this timing will include all of that. Many of you have walked around and gone, well, I don't know how I know, but I know how to do this. I'll be darned if I know how, or where, or when it happened. Don't remember reading it, but I just seem to know how to do it. Hold on, please. That's an indication of integrating gifts and talents from other experiences. Now, some of those experiences are quite extraordinary. Some of them, we would say, rather than going into the past so much, all right, since you're still dealing in time, also the future. Certainly you want to play with that. Perhaps lifetimes in Atlantis or Lemurian, lifetimes on other planets. Meeting and encountering these beings, and many of you are already doing that, whether you realize it or not. Certainly part of the team are versions of you on other planets, other dimensions and other levels. We would never say to you that it's absolutely necessary that you do anything. Allow the process of that, intend the process of that. And also we want to use a caveat here. The caveat being this. You have moved to such high levels and frequencies now that many of you look to significant or pivotal lifetimes on the planet where there were significant things going on. You know, Joan of Arc and this and that and the other thing, which is all lovely. But this is not a time necessarily to be connecting with those lifetimes other than for the reason to heal the emotions and damage. But your frequencies now are high, very high, people. Very high. Now, you can draw back into experiences, if that is happening for you, or you choose to do it, or you're doing it through regressions or meditations, that you can feel as a lower frequency, even though that lifetime may have been able to demonstrate quite magical things. Pick up the magic, and then heal the lifetime. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does. And the magic of our experiences, it is available to us, isn't it?
Yes, but again, we want to caution you because a lot of your human experience was so laden with emotion, because that's what's about being human, is, all right? That what you don't want to do is pick up all the emotions of that lifetime. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I'm just wondering, is that possible or is that part of our makeup, you know? What I mean is, would we pick it up or is it already a part of our resonance?
Well, it is to a degree, yes. That's the reason that we're doing the soul lifting, all right? Mm-hmm. To transmute and transform and heal all lifetimes. So that what's left is the beauty, the wonder, and the magic. You understand?
But you were cautioning us that we could re-engage the emotional residue?
If the lifetimes aren't healed, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, a show that we're going to do in the future here, having to do with the Christ lifetime, specifically with the channel and something that she encountered. And because of her connection to that lifetime, she was finally set free from it. Because a lot of the emotions in that lifetime were so intense, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And flowing through this human body, well, it was too much for her. She was using the gifts, but she was getting the other emotions as well.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I think I do, actually.
All right. In other words, that particular lifetime she was so totally connected to. But too connected to at this timing. Now, for a while it was fine. It's not appropriate any longer. That lifetime being kind of the seeding for this one. But it's not appropriate any longer because now those resonances, the frequencies are lower than what you're all at right now. and certainly than what she's at.
Even the frequency of love, for example, then versus now.
Well, the frequency of love is universal, dear. Now, you could say, well, it's conditional love, this and that and the other thing. But you've got plenty of love. You don't need to be necessarily gathering love from everywhere. But no.
I always think of it as an infinite. Love is something that's infinite and always unfolding in what it means.
It is. We would agree. And the higher the frequency you are, the greater the experience of love you will have. The more all-encompassing, the less limited, the less loaded with conditions. You're not yet fully capable of experiencing total, complete, unconditional love. Not yet. You're on your way. But in order to be able to do that, to generate that, wouldn't you have to be healed?
Yes.
We didn't hear you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do.
That we would have to be healed.
Of course you would. Or to be operating at a much higher frequency to where you could transmute that or transmit that energy without it coming out of your field and picking up all of the other conditions and unhealed aspects of yourself. So it's going to be tainted, twisted just a little. No matter who sends you love, all right, it's always going to have a little bit of a tweak to it.
Mm-hmm. And so the first wave, which is a term that we keep using these days, is if we're moving to coming from the heart, if we're moving to being a species that actually is motivated by coming from the heart and coming from love, we have a lot of work to do to make sure we've gotten to a point of love that is consistently radiant.
That's right. Healing, 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 healing. That's been what you've all been doing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The more you heal, the more you're going to love yourself, the more you are capable of sending love and coming from love.
Yes.
But you can't send love if you don't love yourself. From nothing, nothing comes. You can conjure love, your version of love. But unconditional love is different, Veronica. Because it's absolutely pure. It has no condition. And as humans, you're still dealing in conditional love.
Well, as soon as we get afraid, we shut our hearts, don't we?
Yes, you do. Or project. And you're still dealing with projections at this timing. Now, you all have moments where you feel this unconditional love coming through you, but you can't hold that resonance yet. Not yet, but you're getting there. You're getting there. And we want to say you are all honored for your capacity to love, considering the circumstances of Earth. With all of its fear and everything you're being inundated with all the time. This is what makes you such amazing beings. This is why we love you so much. Now you have another question, Veronica.
Well, I was just wondering, I have about 20 questions.
All right.
I was just wondering if you beings, consciousness beings, do you have to process at all in terms of love, or you just, are you love?
All right, would it say it again, so speak more clearly into the microphone, please.
Okay. As beings of consciousness, do you ever have to deal with, for example, fear, or do you ever have to deal with opening to love, or are you always simply love?
This is a great question. All right, we are love. We don't have to worry about opening to love. All right? The reason the beings come to your planet is to deal with polarity so they have something to push against. So that they can experience the opposite of, to create a challenge, a growth opportunity.
So we come in as pure love, but we learn to polarize. We learn to...
Well, you polarize as you drop down into density. It's a very painful experience. Certainly you've heard that birth is difficult, death is easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's an absolute truth.
So when you're working with us, do you have to experience in any way our human process?
Do we have to experience it?
Yes.
Through our fields?
Yes.
No.
I just wondered if you had to come down into our vibrational reality sometimes.
No.
And if you had
All
to.
Right. Here's, that's why we have the channel.
She gets to do it.
All right. Well, all right. We'll explain this briefly. Part of her role was to experience as much as she possibly could, to have it within her fields. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Every extreme of emotion. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Multiplicity of familial environment. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Many, for those who are listening, she lived in many, many foster homes. All right? Recording, 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 recording. She wasn't consciously aware of this. She was aware that she was being prepared, even from the time she was very tiny, but she didn't know for what. So her extremes of experience are in her field. All the extremes of emotion. So that goes through her as she speaks to people, and we can read it through her without having to experience it ourselves. Why would we want to do that? Does that make sense to you? There's
yes,
a whole translation that goes on.
So you don't have to vibrate into it and experience
Absolutely
it that
not.
Way.
No, it comes through her, translates through her, and that it is available to us as a block of information. It doesn't have to be, we don't experience it as emotion per se, no. That's an interesting question, Veronica. Is this one that came from you?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Somebody else sent a question asking, how many people do you think are in the community that listens to this show?
Oh, that's a very good question. It has a very complex answer.
Oh, good. We like that.
All right. There are people who consciously listen to the program, and then who others who listen to the archives who aren't available at this time. Then there are many people who are participating during their dream time, all right? Because dream time really is not linear. And they're receiving the information whether they understand where it's coming from or not. If we were to give you a number, we would say, all right, now this is not the listening audience, live listening, you know, sitting in front of your computer. The overall number is about 10,000. All right, and that is in, well, let's see, hold on. All right, we're being corrected. Hold on, hold on. All right. All right. All right, we're being corrected. All right. All right. If we take you as humans only, oh goodness, well, this number is quite high. All right. Humans only, there are about 1.7 million.
Oh my.
All right. All right, within a tighter structure, right? A tighter structure, there's about 10,000. Within physicality, all right, that number can vary from anywhere from 100 to 900, 920, 927. All right, they're saying also as low as 80. So it can vary from 80 to about 927, 947, somewhere in there. All right. The different levels, depending on involvement. All right. And again, this is, all of you listening are not aware of who you really are and how much you're really doing. For those of you who are dragging through your days, many of you are, only a small part of you is actually in your body, and some of the rest of you is out there doing all kinds of wonderful things. These are the days that you can't remember where you put anything and what you did. And many of you are working in your dream times as well. Oh, a good number of you, we would say. The majority of the people that listen to this show are all working in dream time. A good percentage of you are popping in and out of body even during the day.
Can we become conscious of all aspects of our existence?
You will be.
At once?
You will be.
Great.
You will be in this lifetime, without question.
Yay.
Those that are listening to this show, we can tell you absolutely that you will be. Without question.
Wonderful.
The things that are ahead for all of you are so exciting that we get excited in telling you we don't want to overload you. We try to filter the information week by week so that you have a focus. This is what I'm working on this week. This is what I'm working on this week. Not because we don't love you and not because we think you're not bright. But because what's going on right now is cleaning up, sweeping up, if you will, out of the corners and this and that and the cobwebs and any place that can give you problems as you're going through these big breakthroughs, these big quantum shifts in energy. All right? We could spend a lot of time telling you about all kinds of future things and potential future things. And you'd be very excited about it and run around and think about it all week. But you wouldn't be focused on the healing aspects. And it's imperative that those of you that are participating with us on the physical plane, listening to these programs, are doing as much as you can on your own healing so that as these quantum shifts occur, you leap. Literally, like a catapult into the next level. A catapult without all kinds of things hanging up, holding you back. And lots of physical discomforts and emotional discomforts. We don't want to see that happen with you. Soon we'll be inundating you with so much information and you'll be so excited because you'll be capable of taking it in on multidimensional levels so easily. That's exciting. You're already doing that now. But you're doing it with less stress, and that's what we're trying to create for you.
And we're going to have to draw to a close.
Sorry?
We'll have to draw to a close for the next two minutes.
All right. All right. Now, Veronica, you have a show coming?
Yes, I have a wonderful woman named Salacia who works with what she calls the Council of 12. It's the channeled beings. Maybe you know them.
Yes, of course. Well, there are many councils of 12, but go ahead.
She's going to be on next Tuesday at 8 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters. And then Radiance by Design next Thursday, I'm talking about evolution again. And I already said to everybody I was going to pick some information from this show as well, talking about conscious evolution, which we've
Wonderful.
Been doing for the last few weeks. And then there's you, so thank you. And I just wanted to say in the questions that came in, you had some loving comments. I am touched by the team's diligence and faithfulness in terms of getting us ready for the new earth and beyond. And each one said how much they appreciate and love you.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, we thank all of you, and we love you all so much. It is our joy and pleasure to do all that we can. Now, tonight. We ask that you call us in only if you choose to, people, to help work with you in preparation for this opening on of the 11-11. Now, you can expect to have some very extraordinary experiences tonight because the mothership and some others are very involved and would very much like to work with you and participate tonight to help it be a smoother transition, working with all of you, helping prepare you now for some of the new and wonderful things that are coming. We love you all. You are safe. We want you to know that. Trust that safety. Develop your relationship with God. God, God is all that is. However you, so many of you have this issue with God, the masculine. It's up right now again on the planet. We love you. Veronica, we love you very much. We celebrate the exciting work that you're doing. You're bringing wonderful information forward, and you do it with such joy and delight and glee, and it's beautiful.
Thank you. Love you too.
Greatly loved, all right, and appreciated. We do send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. As we allow that to flow out, as you open to receive, if you are willing. Until we speak with you again in this format, namaste, everyone.
Namaste, and love to you, Jackie, as well. Good night, everyone.